It's obviously lower, and look, all this season it's been lower than the last season. But you know, if you compare it to the 2015 June numbers, that was 804. So you know, a little 804,000, so a little bit of a drop from there. And that's consistent with the forecasts that are, you know, the MLA forecasts that provided that, you know, we have been expecting for this season to have lower slaughter numbers, and even though the drop for the June figures are lower, it's still consistent with what MLA are forecasting for the end of the year to be about the 7.4 million head. So it's still on track for that.
And if you look at the graph that the ABS has put out, there's a very clear kind of peak and then a big drop off. What's driving that drop?
In terms of for this season, so what we've seen, yeah, there's the obviously less cattle around, and we're going through a herd rebuild. So you know, the availability of stock's just not there for this season, and that's kind of, you know, the dynamic that's underlying just with regards to last season. You know, obviously the change in weather conditions as well is helping. So you know, you're getting a lot of demand from the restocker side of the market to and you know, to hold on to cattle, I guess. You know, because the conditions are more favourable.
Now, from the consumer point of view, traditionally at least, when you see a lack of supply, that raises demand and then that pushes prices up. But we've seen a bit of anecdotal evidence, nothing kind of too super kind of official in terms of data that's come through, but some anecdotal evidence nonetheless of consumers starting to look at other sources of protein because beef is getting a bit more expensive than usual. Would you expect prices to stay high?
Yeah, look, there has been, in terms of the flow through from the wholesale price, the sale yard to the retail end, you know, there will be, there should be. Certainly, you know, there has been, I think, a month and a half or so ago, there was a little bit of a discounting, you know, kind of going on for red meat products within Coles and Woolworths. But I don't know if that can be sustained given what's happening at the sale yard. And, you know, there is a bit of a nexus between, obviously, the wholesale sale yard prices and then flows through to the retail end. And, you know, that dynamic's playing out in the cost of, obviously, you know, beef and lamb in the store, the retail end. And that's, I guess, partially driven to the shift towards things like chicken and pork, which are, you know, kind of a lower value product at the retail side. So, yeah, you know, that's kind of fueling some of that underlying move on the retail end away from red meats, yeah.
Now, we've also seen some data released on the lamb and mutton side of things. What are the figures looking like there?
Yeah, a little. In terms of the lamb side, it's they're pretty much in line with actually last season, or slightly above the 5-year averages. But if you compare, the June figure from this year, 1.7 million head of lamb slaughtered, and last June it was almost very close, it was at 1.7 again. So, you know, there's very marginal difference between the month-on-month ones for June. And looking at the overall season, you know, it's fairly comparable to last year in terms of slaughter numbers. And again, similar scenario with regards to the beef side of things, it's a bit different that just in July, MLA had revised their lamb slaughter forecast up just on the back of what we've seen so far this half of the year. Their projections now, we're going to have about 23 million head of lamb slaughtered come the end of the season. And that was up from 22 million.